All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Quick 55 minutes of fury. Let's hop right to it. I want to talk about Biden malfeasance, different Biden activities, Biden behind the scenes, what they're actually doing in the Biden administration. But first, let's let our illustrious president talk, speak for himself. Benny Johnson video, Joe Biden, she's not only, play for me.
She's not only the only person receiving this medal. It's not the reason she's getting it, but it's because she's from Delaware, although I keep looking for it.
Nice and clear. I hope everybody understands what the president just said. I have absolutely no idea what he was trying to communicate right there. But anyway, people laughed, people giggled, who knows. Kyle Becker tweet. Now, this is the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that people don't always see because it's not the most exciting thing in the world. It's obviously never covered by the mainstream media because the mainstream media is all globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist that are nothing more than agitprops for the Biden administration, talking heads for the Biden administration, ventriloquist puppets for the Biden administration. So you don't actually ever hear about these behind-the-scenes activities of the Biden administration and the behind-the-scenes reactions to what the Biden administration's on and about doing. Kyle Becker tweet, Missouri AG, Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, who's a legitimate conservative. There are a few legitimate conservatives. Most Republicans are actually Democrats. They really are pseudo-registered Democrats. Just so everybody knows, I know they're not registered as Democrats, but really that's what they are, being used by the Democratic Party. Andrew Bailey, Ken Paxton, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a few others. Senator Ron Johnson, Rand Paul. Whether you agree with them 100% of the time or not, really is not important. These are legitimate conservative people. Then you have legitimate conservative warriors like Andrew Bailey. Andrew Bailey is leading a coalition of states to sue the Biden administration over the new rule. How many of you knew about this rule? I mean, we knew about it on the podcast because I put it out on the podcast, but not many people know that your rights are actually being constricted without your knowledge. Like, how can that be? Because in order for the Biden administration to legislate, it has to go through the Congress, has to go through the Senate. That is correct, but all those rules are gone now. There's no other way to illustrate it. There's no other way to use any other verbiage. There are no rules now. There's no rules. The Biden administration does anything they want, whenever they want, because the media doesn't hold them accountable. Supreme Court doesn't hold them accountable. The ineffective, feckless Republican Party doesn't hold them accountable. They're not being brought in front of judges. They're not being put under oath. They're not being sued into oblivion, except by people like Andrew Bailey. But here's the new rule. New rule, criminalizing private gun sales. Do you even know this was happening? It's against the law for the Biden administration to do this. They unilaterally, in other words, they did it in and of themselves illegally, just like many states. You know, over the in the 2020 and 2022 election, you just send in your ballots. That was without signature verification, without voter ID. Just sending mass mail out ballots to 17 ballots showing up in one house. You're not allowed to do it. It's not even that's not a violation of the state constitution. It's a violation of the constitution. You're not allowed to unilaterally in states via the governor's powers, even through emergency powers, change your election laws without going through the House and Senate. Well, the same thing's happening here. This is an ATF law, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms law. They did it themselves. They just decided. The ATF decided. Matt Gaetz didn't vote on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't vote on this. The Congress didn't vote on this. The Senate didn't vote on this. It isn't even an executive order. It's not even a Biden EO. It's just simply created by the ATF. The Attorney General explained the new law that you and I never voted on and our representatives never voted on, requires law-abiding citizens to apply for and receive federal firearms dealer's license anytime they sell a firearm for profit. Requires citizens. So you and I now, if I want to sell my 9mm to Will, I have to get a firearms license to do so. Crazy. If I'm going to sell it for profit.
Yeah.
So if I want to give it to Will, I guess I can still do that. But if I want to sell it for profit, if I want to make 10 bucks, I have to get a firearms dealer's license. The definition of profit, though, of course, will be ambiguous because they want to be able to charge Trump supporters with laws, with violating laws they didn't know exist and violating laws that are so ambiguous, you don't know whether you violated them or not.
Yep.
The definition of profit is up to the sole discretion of a alphabet agency. Here we go again. Why don't we just call the ATF the Gestapo? Why don't we just call the ATF the brown shirts? Why is the sole discretion of the ATF not your? I thought this was a representative republic. I thought this was a federalist system. I thought this was a constitutional republic. No, the ATF can just do whatever they want now. They just do whatever they want. This is why we have to have people like Andrew Bailey. But where are all the other governors? And he's not a governor, but he's the attorney general. Where's the attorney general for the state of Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know, I'll bet you $100 that Ken Paxton from Texas will get involved. Because most of the attorney generals and most of the Republican attorney generals and the Democrat and the Republican governors are not actually Republicans. They're actually Democrats. They're feckless Republicans purposely put in those positions by the Democratic Party, voted in by the Democratic Party, oftentimes in primaries where the Democratic Party is allowed to vote in the Republican primary. So the definition of profit is up to the sole discretion of the ATF and can include cash, trading for another firearm, or receiving a service. So if maybe I drove my car, if I drove over to Will's house with the firearm and I sold it to him for exactly the same amount that I bought it for, but I drove it over there, the sole discretion of the ATF would be, well, you provided a delivery service. So I get criminally charged. The AG noted. The AG pointed out that in addition to Missouri, the following states are joining in the litigation. Here it is. Kansas, Arkansas, Iowa, Montana, Alabama, Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia, and Wyoming. Where the heck is Florida? The states are asking the court to postpone the rule and declare that it violates the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It does violate it.
Yep.
You're allowed to possess firearms. Sorry, Democrats. Sorry, leftards. And all you leftards that absolutely love to see people like me have their firearms rights and our actual firearms stripped away from us, just understand that the very people that are using you, that are absolutely using you like a prostitute to get chucked out of a limousine once your usefulness has run out, are all behind the walls you're not allowed to have and all behind the guns you're not allowed to have too. Just letting you know what the Biden administration is doing behind the scenes. They are issuing laws unlawfully. It's just like they're making you and I, via our taxpayer dollars, so Will and me and Aaron, we get to pay off some humanities degree from an Ivy League student whose parents are high-profile, highly-paid Democratic Party attorneys. They make $700,000-$900,000 a year, even millions of dollars a year. But now Aaron and I and will not have to pay back their college loans because the Biden administration is repaying people's college loans for them, paying off people's college loans for them in direct contradiction, in direct disobedience to the SCOTUS ruling. They're actually breaking precedent law by doing so. But who's going to, again, what's going to happen to them? That's why I said, you know what? Ken Paxton down in Texas, Greg Abbott down in Texas, just take everybody that crossed the border and put them back over the border. But the Biden administration told them not to do that. And the Supreme Court told them not to do that. Well, okay. Biden's disobeying the Supreme Court. What happens? Nothing. So what happens if Texas disobeys the Supreme Court? Nothing. Supreme Court police, Supreme Court rangers going to be flying out of the sky, Supreme Court, Marine Corps. No, there is none. So just go ahead. I'm talking about civilly. I'm not talking about any violence in any way, shape, or form. It's time for civil disobedience. All right, next one, America First Legal. And again, I say this every time America First Legal comes onto the screen, every time Judicial Watch comes on the screen, every time ECLJ comes on the screen, every time Liberty Counsel comes on the screen, or any other righteous, right-wing law firm out there, this is where all of our money needs to go. The Trump campaign and to these law firms or legitimate Republican Party campaigns, legitimate conservative, not Republican Party, legitimate conservative campaigns, and send it directly to their campaign. But this is who we need to finance because we have to get Democrats under oath. Doesn't do any good to have them speaking to reporters. Have them speaking to judges under oath, red judges, red jurisdictions, red juries, red appellate courts. Get them under oath. Victory. First, America First Legal. That's where we need to send our money. The Biden administration will dissolve and disband. Did you know they were even doing this? Did you know the Biden administration had an experts group that you and I are paying for? with our taxpayer dollars, $35 trillion in debt, but we're paying for a Biden administration expert group that's now been ordered to dissolve. The Biden administration will dissolve and disband its unlawful DHS intelligence, the Department of Homeland Security, intelligence experts group stacked with deep state partisans like James Clapper and John Brennan following our lawsuit with Richard Grenell. Richard Grenell is a legitimate conservative fighter. They are also turning over their internal docs to our possession. So you had Clapper and Brennan. Now remember who John Brennan is. He is one of the orchestrators. You had Comey in the room. You had Brennan in the room. Susan Rice in the room. You had Joe Biden in the room, Barack Hussein Obama in the room, all sitting there talking about framing Mike Flynn, talking about how the entire Russian collusion hoax was a bought and paid for DNC op. They all knew it. And by the way, it wasn't just a DNC op, because Brennan was ordering his own Five Eyes countries compatriots to do bumps to entice people like George Papadopoulos to simply say the word Russia. If you say the word Russia, and the person who comes up and does the bump, a Five Eyes, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, Canada, they go up and they do what's called a bump. They go up and simply say, you have some sort of operative go up to someone like George Papadopoulos and say, hey, have you ever heard about Russians interfering on the interfering in the election? And George Papadopoulos answers back, no, I've never heard of Russians interfering in the election. The FBI starts an investigation saying that George Papadopoulos was talking about Russians interfering in the election. That's not hyperbole, by the way. That's exactly what they did. John Brennan's in the room doing that, and that's what started the entire Russian collusion hoax, where you had the DNC hires Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, which hires Fusion GPS, which hires Christopher Steele, which hires Igor Danchenko, i.e. the Steele dossier, as John Brennan says. And all of these guys, and of course, John Brennan was deeply involved, and so is James Clapper, deeply involved in the 51 former intel chief saying that the Hunter Biden laptop is a Russian op. While Hunter Biden is suing to get his laptop, he's on, Hunter Biden filled out probable cause affidavits claiming that that laptop was his, and while that was happening, John Brennan was claiming that it was Russians. And having 51 former intel chiefs sign off and say that it was a Russian op. And Joe Biden used that in a debate. And these people are meeting at a DHS intelligence experts group. All they were doing was a bunch of people plotting on how to take down Donald Trump. Another transition integrity project. Another Mark Elias, Perkins Coie op. Perkins Coie, who has an FBI office in their office in Washington, D.C. Well, now this, and did anybody even know this was going on? Did you know that they had a DHS, hey, Will, put that back up. I need that name. A DHS intelligence experts group. That's good, buddy. Thank you. Did you even know that? Did you know that the Biden administration had issued a law that if you sell a firearm for profit, you now have to have a dealer's license? Did you know any of those things? I didn't. I knew about the first one. I certainly didn't know about the second one. All right, here's another one. Gateway Pundit headline. Breaking: Texas Democrat who blasted Biden. Weird, isn't it? Who blasted Biden over border crisis. He's now been indicted. That's weird. That's just like Eric Adams.
Yeah.
What was Eric Adams' complaint? I can't stand Eric Adams. And by the way, can't stand this guy. However, Eric Adams was complaining. But, you know, Eric Adams was a little bit bothered by 15, 20, 30,000 people coming into the city every month illegally.
Yeah.
Of course, now they're giving him millions and millions of dollars because Eric Adams is a spineless worm, a person who's completely devoid of all integrity. But, you know what? Because he's just bought off. Eric, just keep your mouth shut. We'll let you be mayor over the next two terms. Just keep your mouth shut, Eric. But breaking: Texas Democrat rep who blasted Biden over border crisis, indicted on federal bribery, money laundering charges, faces 204 years in prison. This is Rep. Harry Cuellar, something like C-U-E-L-L-A-R, Cuellar, and his wife, Amita, on Friday were indicted by a federal on a federal bribery and money laundering charges. An indictment was unsealed yesterday, in Southern District of Texas, charging U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar, 68, and his wife, both of Laredo, Texas, with participating in two schemes involving bribery, unlawful foreign influence, and money laundering. Congressman Cuellar and Mrs. Cular made their initial court appearance today before U.S. Magistrate Judge Dina Palermo in Houston. The DOJ announced on Friday, according to court documents, beginning in at least December of 2014, continuing through at least November 2021, Congressman Cular and Imelda Cular allegedly accepted approximately $600,000 in bribes from two. And this is why I cut this article out. They received six. Now, let me see if Aaron and Will pick up on this. $600,000 in bribes from two foreign entities, an oil gas company, wholly owned and controlled by the government of Azerbaijan, and bank headquartered in Mexico City. Now, how's that any different than the Biden administration? I mean, how's that different than the Biden family? Yeah. James Biden, Hunter Biden, Frank Biden.
Yep.
How's that any different? The bribe payments were allegedly laundered. Now, were they bribed for specific things? Because every time Joe Biden received money, he legislated in favor of the person he received money from. Yep. We know that.
Yep.
Were allegedly laundered pursuant to sham consulting contracts.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
Huh.
You mean like the $1.4 billion that Hunter Biden got through a CCP-controlled bank when he flew over there in 2014 on Air Force Two with his daddy? Huh. Like that for consultancy fees? What was Hunter Biden? Well, he was on the board of Burisma for what? A consultancy, and was receiving $80,000 a month for consultancy. What's Hunter Biden's expertise exactly? What is Hunter Biden's expertise in oil and gas? So they're being charged with bribery for doing exactly what Frank Biden has done, James Biden has done, Hunter Biden has done, and Joe Biden has done.
Yep.
And Hillary Clinton has done.
Yep.
And Bill Clinton has done through a series of front companies. Weird, a series of front companies.
Hmm.
Like Rosemont Seneca?
Yeah.
Remember the 23 Biden shell companies that do not produce any discernible good or service? Weird that now he's being charged because he actually stood up. Am I saying that he's innocent? I don't know. But it's awfully weird that Eric Adams, he starts crying about all the illegals pouring into New York City, even though he votes for it. Every time, election after election after election, he votes for the very thing he now hates, but he still will vote for it again and again and again because he's been bought and paid for. But the moment he's flying to D.C., the day Eric Adams boards a flight to head to Washington, D.C., to talk to the Biden administration about New York City being destroyed by illegal border invaders, sent to them, very, very thankfully, from Joe Biden himself via his flights and buses, or Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott busing them up there, or them just making their way up there themselves. But it's thousands upon thousands per month. Eric Adams makes his way to Washington, D.C. And the very day he boards the flight on his way to go complain to the Biden administration, his campaign finance advisor, her home gets raided. By who? Oh, by the non-biased FBI. Remember Ken Buck licking Christopher Wray's butt and boots? Remember that? Oh, yeah, well, I just really respect, you know, the FBI, the brave men and women of the FBI, Ken Worthless. There's so many things I want to say. I'm going to leave it off because we're on CTN tonight. But anyway, not that I don't cuss or anything, but it'll be some other choice words for that guy. But anyway, it's just kind of weird. The moment you stand up to the Biden administration, oh, you get arrested for doing what the Biden administration does.
Yep.
Or you just flat out get arrested. Your home gets raided. James O'Keefe homes gets raided. Project Veritas headquarters get raided. Mar-a-Lago gets raided. Flynn gets arrested. Navarro gets arrested. Bannon gets arrested. Roger Stone gets arrested. Alex Jones sued for defamation when he can't defame a dead person. Gets sued for defamation and loses to the tune of almost $1 billion. Rudy Giuliani has to pay $148 million, which is worth $10 million, in a defamation lawsuit when he's not allowed to even show the video that proves that what he said about Shay Moss and Rumi Freeman was 100% correct. This is where we're at, just so you know. And a lot of times, I'm not talking about the 669 that are watching right now, that's how many we got watching online. If you're wondering, you're on Facebook, Tom, there's only 12 of us watching. No, we have, I don't know how many on Rumble because I haven't got on the Rumble page yet.
But 590.
599 on Rumble. So that's where all the people are, if you're wondering. If you're wondering on YouTube, what the heck? They don't have that many people. They're all on Rumble. Switch to Rumble. It's the only free speech streaming platform out there. All right, let's go to the next one. Will Alex Thompson video. Trump Super PAC. Oh, wait, my bad. Andrew Arange, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Tweet new this ad, which I'm about to show you. That's the Alex Thompson video. This ad has been removed by Google for a policy violation. Now you're like, Tom, this is supposed to be about Biden. Well, what's Biden been doing? And remember, via an Andrew Bailey lawsuit, the FBI, the State Department, and other Biden administration officials were barred from meeting with social media platforms. Barred. Because all during and before the 2020 election, and over the last several years during the Biden administration, and even before the Biden administration, you had the State Department, the FBI, probably the CIA, probably the NSA, meeting with social media companies, i.e. Google, i.e. YouTube. Google owns YouTube. Facebook and Twitter, Twitter pre-Elon, telling them, giving them a list with profanity. Well, we weren't really influencing them to take it down. Oh, really? When you tell them to effing take it down or else, that's not influencing them? The or else, I did add. But they're telling them to effing take it down. And by the way, there's excellent explanations of this. Go to Mike Binns. Mike Binns, excellent commentation on this. You want behind the scenes, meat and bone stuff, go to Mike Binns. Excellent. It's on Bannon's War Room all the time. But follow him on Twitter. There's a detailed explanation on it. But these government officials would meet with these tech platforms, really tech monopolies, and tell them what to take down. Now, why do they have influence? Because these tech companies rely on the State Department to keep their monopolies going overseas and in the United States. The State Department will influence, let's just say, Argentina, and say, you know what, you need to make sure that you keep your laws open for Google, keep your laws open for Facebook, keep your laws open for YouTube, for their monopoly. You better keep your laws cogent so that these companies can be monopolies in your country, or there'll be international repercussions. There will be relational repercussions with the United States. You're like, why would they do that? Because all of those companies send billions of dollars to leftists worldwide and millions upon millions to leftists inside the United States. That's why they do it. So they got to keep the money train going. So now they're like, you know what? If we're going to keep your monopolies going worldwide, internationally, and inside the country, then we're going to tell you what can and cannot be on your platforms. That's exactly what's going on. And now Andrew Bailey sued and made them stop, but then that was overruled by the Supreme Court, and now they're right back to doing it again. And lo and behold, right when they're right back to doing it again, Google takes off a Trump campaign ad for a policy violation, an unknown policy violation. Boy, I'm used to that. I've been banned so many times for violating community standards, and I don't even know what community standard I violated. It was live in the Google archive this morning, but I just looked and it's now been removed. Super PAC spent over $15,000 targeting it at specific communities near Macon, Georgia, after launching it on April 25th. You want to know this ad that is a policy violation? Get it ready for me, Will. Load it up. Alex Thompson video. Here's that horrible ad that had to be taken down by Google. Play it for me.
I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah. I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You wonder why I can't survive on YouTube for more than 10 minutes. That gets taken down off of, by the way, Google and YouTube are one of the same, owned by the same, Google owns YouTube, or YouTube owns Google, or whatever, ever it works.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's gone now. Did you guys see anything on there? Whenever I'm looking over here, I'm looking at my guys. Did you see anything on there that could even be construed as offensive?
No.
What policy did that violate? Who knows, but it's been taken down. That's happening all over the world now. To deep dive in this for 30 or 40 seconds, it's so funny because all of these tech companies are obeying the people that allow them to be monopolistic around the globe. But while you continue to do what your taskmasters can tell you to do, you're destroying your own company. So yeah, you will temporarily succeed, but long term, you will fail, and you will fail at the hand of your taskmasters that are temporarily allowing you to succeed. That's exactly what's going to happen. Let's look at this one. Jack Posobiec video. Some of you have seen this. This has made the rounds. This has definitely gone viral. This is Biden's chief economic advisor, just so everybody knows. Check, chief economic advisor says the government can't go bankrupt because they can always print more money. This is the Biden's chief economic advisor. I want everybody to listen to this cogent communication by the lead chief economic advisor of the Biden administration. Play for me, Will.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
He doesn't think there's anything confusing. His entire paragraph was confusing.
Oh.
Everything he said was confusing. He's sitting there going, well, they do it to buy bonds. Is that what they do? This is the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors for President Joe Biden, Jared Bernstein, who claims you cannot go bankrupt as long as you can continue to print money. That didn't work for the Wehrmacht. That didn't work for Venezuela. It's not working for Greece. It's not working for the CCP. Nobody knows right now, but China's really in a depression. They have ghost cities in China. Printing money does not mean anything. Printing money simply, if you just continue to print money without a gold standard behind it, you are printing monopoly money. You are causing more cash to chase lease goods, causing hyperinflation. And by the way, hyperinflation causes mass bankruptcies with one bank after another. Right now, still we don't hear about them. Banks are still closing right now at this very moment. Speaking of hyperinflation, Wall Street Silver video, Sam's Club prices, baby formula prices are going crazy. Look at the numbers here. Play for me, Will.
So I'm mad. I'm super mad. I mean, this is outrageous. When my grandson was born in February of this year, the nurses told us to come to Sam's Club, buy the formula there because my daughter-in-law can't breastfeed and the formula here is the same as the Similac. So we came here. The formula at that time was $23.99 a container. About a month and a half later, it went up to $33.99. Then I came in 2 weeks ago, it went up to $36.99. Watch this. That's insane. That is insane. This is not okay, folks. This is not okay. This is baby formula. This inflation is freaking outrageous. I understand going up a couple bucks, but this is the third time the formula has gone up in less than a year. We live in America and you can't afford to live in America anymore. Every time I turn around, something went up. The baby food in general is insane. Food is insane. Gas is insane. Rent has gone up. We got to make a stand. We got to do something.
Rent has gone up somewhere between 50 and 100%, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because the Biden administration's on top of it. Even though we have hyperinflation going on, because 40 to 50% of all currency that exists inside of the United States of America was printed under the Biden administration and released into the country for COVID, so that people were given checks for doing absolutely nothing. over the 3 years, 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve, 2 years of pure lockdowns. People are just giving checks to do absolutely nothing, flooding the market with printed currency. No goods, just currency causes hyperinflation. No production and only currency, no gold backing equals hyperinflation. But don't worry again, once again, the Biden administration's all over at Breaking 9/11 video. Reporter talking to Karine Jean-Pierre. The president said he wants to let the Trump cuts, tax cuts expire. So in the midst of hyperinflation, where your rent has doubled, your mortgage payment has doubled, your gas prices have doubled. That's a fact, by the way. Food is up somewhere between 25 and 40%. Everything is way up. And the Biden administration always comes and says, yeah, but this year inflation's only 3%. Stacked on top of last year's 10%, stacked on top of last year's 9%, it's up 23%.
Right.
And 22% if you follow the exact numbers that I just said. It's way up. Ridiculous. All Potomac two steps. And here's the thing. What if you're somebody and you've got $50, $60 million in the bank like the Bidens have put together because Hollywood elites or whatever, Bezos or all the rest of the leftists, because the Democratic Party is now the corporatist party and you've got hundreds of million dollars in the bank, you can survive all inflation. If a gallon of gas costs Jeff Bezos $500 a gallon, it wouldn't matter to him. But it bankrupts the rest of us, and then we have to run to the government for our salvation. And when you run to the government for help, then they control your behavior, which is the plan, by the way, with hyperinflation. But don't worry, even in the midst of all of these prices doubling, people working one extra job, two extra jobs now, and those are the alleged jobs reports, which just had a horrible jobs report, by the way, because all the job reports coming out of the Biden administration are terrible. They actually are, even though they say that they're great. Is that reflective on any of our lives? that the economy is great? How do you think you're going to continue to go to some podium somewhere and say, you know what? Everything is great. You know, it's like the Animal House. Do not worry. Everything's fine. Don't panic, right? But we're all sitting out here. We're all seeing what the prices are. You come home with one bag of groceries, it's $287. We all know exactly what's going on. So how much longer you go up to a podium, you can continue to tell people everything's great? Well, it's great for them if you have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, where you're paying if $100 a gallon, where the gas has no effect on you, but it bankrupts everybody else. But don't worry, the Biden administration's on top of it. So while we're having hyperinflation and the doubling of prices all around the United States of America, people working countless jobs. Well, the jobs report came out as absolutely terrible for the month of April. And all the jobs that they're actually creating are going to illegal migrants or are COVID jobs that are just coming back online or they're part-time jobs. They're not real jobs. It's all fake. Everything's a lie. But in the midst of all this horrible job report, hyperinflation, people have nowhere to live. They have no hope. It's the first generation. Another Biden administration first. We had our national credit rating decreased. That was the first. Many other firsts. Now I have time to get into from the Biden administration. But another first is this is the first generation that does not expect to have a higher living standard than the generation before. First ever under the Biden administration. Wasn't like that under Trump. Under Trump, the average home cost was still in the 200s. Now the average home cost in America to buy a home is $411,000. Average. Some less, some a lot more. Average is 400. That's where we're at. Under the Trump administration, I mean, imagine the galactic incompetence it takes to have average home costs in the 200s and 3 years later in the 400s.
Yeah.
They did it with gas, too. Average gas price when Trump left office, $1.80. Average gas price now, $3.60. Doubled. Exactly doubled. And it's about to get worse. But don't worry in the midst of all of this. Trump administration's on top of it. They got it. So in their response to hyperinflation and prices doubling, $35 trillion of debt, they're going to let the Trump's tax cuts expire. So you and I are about to get a tax hike. Oh, that was only for the rich. I got a tax break. Will got a tax break. Aaron got a tax break. We all got a tax break under Trump. And those Trump tax cuts are still in place, but they're about to expire, and Biden's going to let them expire. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre. Play for me.
Okay.
Thanks, Karine. So
the president says that he wants to let the tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts, expire. If that law expires, it does raise taxes on almost every American. So does he still support that expiring without anything else in place?
So look, as you said, the president is going to allow, is going to let the Trump tax cut expire, and he was very clear.
And she goes on to say, it's just too putrid to watch, but she goes on to say it's really going to affect people making over $400,000 a year. It's all a lie. Everybody in that room, there's a whole range of income in that room. It's people making 100 grand, people making 500 grand, people making under 100 grand in that room, in the press gaggle. And nobody stands up and says, I got a tax cut. Why right. don't they do it?
Yeah.
There's even conservatives that are in the room. I got a tax cut. That obviously didn't just go to the rich, moron. I know that your sole qualifications for the post that you're holding as the press secretary are that you're a black lesbian migrant. I get that. But somebody should stand up in the room and say, I received a tax cut under Trump, and you're going to let that expire. It's not for people making over $400,000. Yes, it is for people for the rich, as it should be. The top, I'm trying to think of the exact numbers, but 50% of the taxes, no, it's 40%. 40% of the taxes in this country are paid for by 1% of the population.
Yeah.
They should get a tax break. I don't care if the rich pay less. I'm not jealous of the rich. I want to be richer. I don't want to be disgusting sycophant like a lot of the rich are, but I certainly want to be richer. I consider myself already to be rich. I mean, I'm a upper middle class guy, but I'm just saying I would love more. So I want tax breaks, and now my tax break's going to go. And when your tax break goes, I mean, your taxes go up. And by the way, there's a little interesting tidbit that the Biden administration is going to try to pull in the next year, or really not the next year, they won't do it now. But if he gets reelected, which is a scary thought, you're going to be paying for profits that you don't make. What do you mean, Tom? I'll use Will as an example. Will buys a home, let's say, and his home, he bought a home for $400,000. The next year, his home is appraised at $475,000. He is now going to be paid. He now has to pay a tax on that $75,000 that he just made. But Tom, that would have to be capital gains because you would have to sell the house. No. It's whatever profits you make. If Aaron makes profit on stock, and I don't even want to use the word profit. I don't know the proper word. Value increase on stocks that he owns. Say he owns $100,000 worth of stock, had a good year, now his stocks are worth $130,000. He doesn't sell them, but they're simply worth $130,000. He now has to pay tax on that $30,000. Now, if they go back down, do you get a refund? No.
Right.
Say Aaron pays the $30,000, pays the tax on that $30,000 in April, and it shoots down on May 1st.
Yeah.
He still paid it all and then lost it all. Equity. Thank you, Aaron.
Yep.
Equity. Yeah, if you gain equity, it's an equity tax.
Crazy.
Not when you sell it. That's capital gains.
Right.
Equity tax when you sell the product is capital gains. This is, you don't even sell it. You still pay for it.
So you don't want to own it.
Can you imagine? Right. Well, the deal is what they want you to do is just saying that you're a middle-class person and you got a $350,000 house and it's now appraised. Maybe you lived in Florida. It's now appraised at $600,000. That's happened to all of us down here. It's a great thing. I built my house for like $240,000. It's now worth close to $700,000. That's what they're all going for down here in certain neighborhoods. If I couldn't afford to pay the tax on, it went from 2 to 7. So now I owe, let's say 10% would be $50,000. So I owe $100,000 a year.
Oh my goodness.
A year in taxes. If it wouldn't be in a year because it would have gone up over years. But let's just say it did increase to that level.
Yeah.
Say you made profits on your equity on your, I'm screwing up the example, but let me, because it's not a year. I take that back. But I would have to pay taxes on whatever the increase was for that year, the equity increase.
Yeah.
So say somebody did really well, though, and then they did a remodel on a home, and they bought a home, and they remodeled it, put $250,000 on it, put it, and then they're living in it, but now it's appraised in a year at $450,000. So now they made $200,000. Didn't sell it, not capital gains, just an equity incline on it, an equity increase on it, right?
Yeah.
Of $200,000. Well, 10% of $200,000, 20, double it, $40,000 you owe right now. You owe $40,000. If it goes back down, the market crash, it's not sending you back $40,000.
Right.
You owe $40,000 that year. Now, that's coming if Biden wins. That's coming if Biden wins. It doesn't affect Joe Biden. It doesn't affect Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg. They don't care. They'll all hide their money anyway. But we would have to pay that tax. And what it does is bankrupt people, force them to sell their homes to BlackRock and Vanguard. Again. And then what's your option? Oh, don't worry. We got workforce housing down the road. And it's supplemented by the government. So now they control your behavior. Because now you've gone to the government for help. And the only way for you to afford housing is with the supplementation of the government. So now they control your behavior. You don't behave right, you're out on the street. They're not going to pay for you anymore. Midas Gold Group, Aaron, give me 60 seconds for Midas Gold Group. Listen, this is what I've called for many, many times. Midas Gold Group is the epitome of a parallel culture, a parallel economy, parallel society. This is a MAGA company. We need to. I know that it's not possible in every way, shape, or form. Walmart is etching hard left, but I still shop there. I know we can't always do it, but whenever we can, we need to patronize MAGA companies, not conservative ones that are conservative until they get our dollars. And the next thing we know, we're hearing that they're financially supporting trans surgeries.
Yeah.
Or now they're using pronouns, or they're not standing when they're supposed to stand. And I could name companies, and I really want to name them, but I'm not going to do it right now because I'm talking about Midas Gold Group. Let's say MAGA company. They're just like you and I. They believe what you and I believe. They are patriots. They know the 2020 election was stolen. They know abortion is murder. All of their gold is not phantom gold, phantom accounts. Hope you get it someday. It's physical gold in your hands. All of us need to be buying gold with the de-dollarization that's going on, the hyperinflation that's going on, the devaluing of the USD that's going on. We all need to be buying gold now and putting it in our safes or in the boxes at the bank?
Lock boxes.
Yeah, those lock boxes at the bank you can get.
Yeah.
What do they call? Safe deposit.
Safe deposit
yeah. Boxes. There we go. We all need to be doing that right now. I don't know if we can trust the banks either. But anyway, you can't trust the banks. But maybe you control your safe deposit box. Buy your gold. Buy it from Midas. And when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. I'm buying it. You need to be buying it. Hey, Aaron and Will, I'm putting you on the spot right here because I want to get to this. I want to make sure if I go to the next section, I'll never get to this. I got to do it. This is just pure guilty pleasure for me. If you guys could go to the Monica Crowley tweet. Monica Crowley tweet. There it is. Just put that up. Will, you're awesome. That was fast, boy. Woo, that's fast. Monica Crowley tweet. I'm putting this way ahead. I've got a whole vaccine thing I'm going to do to finish out the show in just a minute. But breaking, Soros DA Alvin Bragg's former prosecutor, and I know a lot of you have seen this already, but I've got to have fun with it. Mark Pomerantz pleads the fifth. So here is Alvin Bragg, which, of course, he is running the Stormy Daniels trial. I don't have time to get into all of it. If you watch TLP, you already know about the four criminal trials. So he is, you know, Mark Pomerantz is part of that, part of Alvin Bragg's team, pleads the fifth when Matt Gaetz asks him, If Biden's DOJ directed the political prosecutions of Trump, he's pleading the fifth. He's choosing not to not comment, to not answer the questions based on refused to answer on the grounds that I may incriminate myself. Did you knowingly break any lists asked of Alvin Bragg's former prosecutor working for Alvin Bragg? Did you knowingly break any laws when investigating Donald Trump? I plead the fifth. Did you violate anyone's constitutional rights while investigating Trump? I plead the fifth. Can you imagine that? Here's the video of it, Eric 5HC video. Listen to the guy. Play for me.
Under advice of counsel, I'm not going to answer that question, sir. Privilege against self-incrimination.
And did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you break any laws when you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
Same response.
Ms. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights when you worked on the Trump investigation?
Objection.
I have the same response to your question.
Mr. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights while you worked at the Manhattan DA's office?
Objection.
Same answer.
Did you misuse any federal funds while investigating President Trump?
Same response.
Did you misuse any federal funds while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Same response.
And did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response. Did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
Same response. And did you violate any canons of legal ethics when you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response. Did you ever violate any canons of legal ethics while you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
The same response.
Sir, is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There! I said there are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. Five, one, two, three, four, fifth. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. I have a secret document that I think you need to say.
How are you all, sir? Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, but...
Oh!
I had to play it. Sorry, everybody. This is really good. But you just look at that. Former Pomerantz pleading the fifth to everything. These are the people that are prosecuting the president of the United States. He can't answer a question because he's afraid that if he answers the question, he's going to incriminate himself. These are the people prosecuting the United States, prosecuting Donald Trump for totally legal payments to Stormy Daniels, which, by the way, were instigated by the guy, Michael Cohen, who is sleeping with Stormy Daniels at the time of the payments.
Yep.
And he's being charged with campaign finance violation for paying Stormy Daniels with his personal finances. Because Alvin Bragg and Pomerantz here and Matthew Colangelo's number three at the Biden DOJ somehow decides to leave the cushy job, multi-hundreds of thousands of dollar job at the DOJ and become a line prosecutor suddenly. In New York City, right at the perfect time to prosecute Donald Trump, Matthew Colangelo. These are the people that are prosecuting Donald Trump. Because Alvin Bragg says that Donald Trump, even though he paid Stormy Daniels with personal finances, believed that it would help his campaign, so it should have come out of his campaign finances, even though that would violate SEC law, FEC's laws, FEC laws, Federal Election Commission laws. So there's no way if he pays it out of his personal finances, he violates FEC laws. If he pays it out of his campaign finances, he violates FEC laws. It's really amazing. Edward Dowd video, switching to population reduction. Larry Fink talks about declining population. BlackRock CEO, play it for me, Will.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talked about. You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in, shrinking demographics, these countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals, even with shrinking populations. And so the paradigm of negative population growth is going to be changing. And the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations. And so for those countries that have rising populations, the answer will be education and so rapidly developing. You know, for those countries that do not have a foundation of rule of law or education, they're going to be left. That's where the divide's going to get more and more extreme. And unfortunately,
so bottom line, if you want to increase, if your population increases, you're not going to have any IA or robots. That sounds good to me. Let's increase the population.
Yeah.
So because he thinks AI is great and he thinks robots are great. And if you have an increased population, you won't get those things. You better be shooting for a decrease in your population. So you decrease your population and then replace your population with AI and robots. So you end up decreasing your population even more. That's what they want. That's what they all want, is decreased population, because they are of their father, the devil, a murderer from the beginning. RNC research video. It's what Kamala Harris wants. Play for me, Will.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
They have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of...
So the people creating the viruses, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the people creating these vaccines, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and numerous others, Eco Health Alliance, Peter Daszak, Anthony Fauci, those very people who want to save lives want to simultaneously decrease the Earth's population. That doesn't really work out mathematically, does it? Doesn't seem so. You want to know a really good way to decrease the Earth's population is create gummy worms inside of your veins. This is an embalmer. And an autopsy, Wide Awake Media video. Play for me.
Blood in here. Could be wrong. Oh no, there it is. Pulling it.
This is the jugular vein. This stuff is. I've already squeezed it. Seems very much like a rubber band.
Compare it to the size of your hand or your finger so you can see how long it is.
And basically a quote from every embalmer on planet freaking Earth. They've never seen those before, ever. So if you want to lower the Earth's population, put rubber in people's veins. And Aaron and I and Will, we just did a slide the other night. I'm trying to remember the context of it, where health officials, or I don't remember if it was Gates or anybody else, I can't remember the outfit, where they were basically injecting people, and what they were injecting people with was turning into cement inside of their veins.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that slide? Yeah. I don't remember the context. I'm not saying it's Gates. I don't remember who it was. But we play. So this is not conducive for life. This in life are not conducive. They are not compatible. That is not, you're not going to live with that in your brain. And those never occurred in the history of the world until when? 2021. You want to decrease the Earth's population? This is a good way to do it right here. Fill people's veins full of rubber. Blood can't get through and they can't embalm the people because they got white calamari in their veins. Vigilant Fox video, Dr. McCullough issues chilling warning. Play for me, Will.
What we're seeing, I'm convinced, is the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg. The biggest published series of myocarditis before the pandemic, across decades and decades of accumulating data, was 500 cases. In my practice before the pandemic, I had only seen two cases of myocarditis, and one of them was fatal. Now there are papers, Lane et al. In the British Medical Journal Open, 18,000 cases in a single manuscript. I am seeing dozens and dozens of cases. In my practice, I have well more than several hundred cases with myocarditis. That is how common it is. And it's sad to say, I don't have a chance to see all of those who've died. of a cardiac arrest. In the Holscher paper that I've quoted, the cause of sudden adult death syndrome is very likely to be vaccine-induced myocarditis. And it may be so sufficiently subtle, it couldn't be detected on an MRI, even if we got one. But I have seen cases evolve and present now 3 years after the vaccine, with documented cardiac arrests 3 years after vaccination. So
that was the key point I really wanted to get to. It goes a little longer than that, but people are now presenting vaccine side effects with nothing. And then 3 years later, how many of you want to see the Chappelle video again in the postgame? If you do, light up the chat right now because I'll play it again in the postgame. That's really one of my favorites all time. Listen, join us tomorrow at Foundation Church Online. I start preaching. You'll see Aaron sing the entire time, which is awesome. Worship team is awesome. But I start preaching right around 11 o'clock. Join us at Foundation Church. Listen, I love Trump. I love conservatism, but it's not the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer for everything in life. So join us tomorrow morning at Foundation Church. Don't miss it. Love you all. Let us know if you want us to show the Chappelle video in the chat. God bless you guys. See you tomorrow. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom didn't know God. Why would you use your wisdom to trump the power of God, the power of his resurrection? Why would you throw it away for your wisdom? Anybody done anything stupid in here but me? Anybody, honestly, can you say that you've done thousands of stupid things but me? All right, so if you're me and you've done thousands of stupid things, why would I trump the word of God with my wisdom? I have pulled up to a police call before. And jumped out of my police car and had my police car drive by me. I had to chase my own police car through a parking lot when it smashed into a fence. And I'm gonna trump the word of God with my wisdom? I didn't even know to put my car in park. Da-da-da-da-da-da, I have arrived. Hey, my police car's driving by me.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.